Welcome, everybody, to Greenlight Reviews, where we're going to talk about the movies. My name is Les Roberts.
And I'm Ann Elder.
And today, Ann, we're going to review a film called Soul Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a true story about a young woman named Bethany Hamilton who lives in Kauai, Hawaii. She is a surfer. She was a surfer from the time she was old enough to do so. She says in the film that she spent more time wet than dry in her entire life. And out surfing one day, and this is a horrifying moment, and again, it really did happen, an enormous shark comes along and bites off her left arm at the shoulder. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a traumatic experience for anybody, and especially somebody who loved to surf as much as she did.
And she was only 13 years old when this tragedy happened.
Yes. This film is directed by Sean McNamara. It stars Anna Sophia Robb as Bethany Hamilton. Her father is played by Dennis Quaid and her mother by Helen Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have some other familiar names in this film.
Very much so.
Kevin Sorbo, you remember him as Hercules, of course, for years. Carrie Underwood and Lorraine Nicholson. If you don't know who Lorraine Nicholson is, she is the daughter of Jack Nicholson, and she plays Bethany Hamilton's best friend, Alana. This is a very inspiring film. It shows how this girl fights her problems to survive.
I think it's a great movie for young teens out there who rarely get to see inspirational movies that are made expressly for their audience. And I think it hits the audience squarely and fairly because the lead character, Bethany Hamilton, nicely played by Anna Sophia Robb, has to face that terrible ordeal of living life with just one arm after that awful shark attack. I thought the movie overall was an excellent piece of work.
It was very inspirational. It really was. Also, if you like surfing and if you like surfing films, some of the surfing scenes in here are spectacular with one arm or two arms.
Sure.
It's just amazing to watch and very, very exciting and very, very suspenseful. But for me, the problem with it, Anne, is it's almost too syrupy. There wasn't quite enough conflict going on in this film, although the saga of Bethany recuperating and going on to success is quite uplifting.
Well, I do think you're right, Les. It tends to be a little bit gooey. But the message is very clear. The writer of this film and the director obviously don't hide the fact that Bethany and her family embrace traditional Christian values. That is a major ingredient to this film.
Yes, it is.
And they are ardent members of their church. And I like the fact that Bethany questions at one point why God did this to her, because that would be an obvious question that young girl would wonder about. And then she has to struggle with the fact that maybe her higher power has another purpose for her life. And that's what fuels her. That's what inspires her to get up off the couch and to get back on that surfboard within a matter of days. There are no miracles in the Bethany Hamilton story.
No.
That's another very good point in this film. So the teenagers going to see it won't have any false illusions in seeing this picture. It really says that hard work, determination, guts, desire, all of those things are what will create success for you in your life, no matter what the circumstances.
You're absolutely right. I think one of the great things about this story is the fact that all of us are capable of doing just about anything we want to do, but we have to buckle down and do it. We don't have to wait for some miracle or somebody else to come along and help us. And that's what's important, I think, for young people to see this film. There are scenes that are heartbreaking. When she first comes home from the hospital, you know, she can't cut a tomato. She can't slice a tomato with just one hand.
Right.
She can't fix her hair. She can't tie the top of her bathing suit behind her back with just one hand. And you think, oh, this is so sad. How is she going to deal with this? And even when she is offered a prosthetic arm, she realizes that it's more getting in her way than anything else. So those moments were very, very moving. And, you know, I'm a sucker. I cry at commercials. I was very moved by a lot of this, but overall, it was a little bit too syrupy for my taste.
Well, in order to kind of counter that, I was happy to see that they do introduce a character, a very pretty girl, the actress Sonia Balmores. She plays a very spirited competitor by the name of Melina, and that's a very healthy part of this movie. They could have perhaps used a little bit more. She brings kind of that mean girl rivalry to this story. She doesn't give or cut Bethany any slack, even though she's handicapped. And I think that that was important in this film, and I think Bethany really points that out, too. She likes the fact that this particular surfer doesn't coddle her or give her any help. She has to treat her as an equal, and I believe that Bethany Hamilton appreciated that, even though Melina comes off as a not very nice pal.
Not very nice pal until the very last thing that we see of her.
Yes.
And once again,
a Hollywood ending.
You get all choked up about that.
Yeah.
And you should.
Sure.
So this is not the greatest movie ever made. I did enjoy Helen Hunt.
Uh-huh.
She spends a lot of time on the surfboards herself, as does Dennis Quaid.
You know, Les, let me just say one quick thing about them. I thought it was fascinating to see two A-list actors in a faith-based film. We never see that. It's usually some anonymous actor from a C-list group. I mean, very competent people. But this was unusual to have this quality of performers in major roles in a film like this, because there's no question about it. This is a Christian-based movie.
Sure.
And I like the fact that we get to see the elite actors up there and doing roles like this. I think it's important for the industry. I think it's important for people who like alternative kind of movie making. And this is certainly a kind of film that we normally don't see in the Cineplex.
That's true. And I don't like faith-based films all that much. They bother me. I want to be entertained. This one didn't bother me that much.
And they were very good in supporting Bethany, and they were also good in talking about their own faith in this film. You know, the truth is that this story, and particularly Bethany, can teach all of us a lesson in humility and in determination. And I don't know if you felt this, but I think that the message is really clear to me, that we can't let major tragedies overwhelm us and drag us down into a state of inertia. That could have happened to her. She didn't do that. She got up off the couch and onto that surfboard and learned to do it all over again. For me, that's a stunning piece of inspirational movie making.
There's something else in this film that is kind of the same. The character of Alana, played by Lorraine Nicholson. She is freaked out by the fact that her best friend is now missing one arm.
Right.
And the arm is, by the way up to the shoulder. And she doesn't want to come around. It bothers her.
Sure it does. Self-conscious about it.
Right. And she finally does and confesses, "I'm sorry I haven't been around. I care so much about you,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't handle this. So now here I am."
Couldn't deal with it yet.
That was a lovely, lovely scene, too.
I agree.
So because it is so good in so many ways and not so good in other ways, I'm giving this a cheerful yellow light.
Well, for me, I think the movie is a film for the entire family, but particularly for young women. I think they will really dig this story, and I think they will come away and say what you just said earlier. This is really inspiring. So I'm not giving it a green light, Les, but I'm giving it a rousing, inspirational yellow light.
Okay. Two yellow lights for Soul Surfer. A wonderful surfing movie with a lot of drama, too. Well, we're going to be back to review another film very, very soon. I can't wait to go. So, until we do that the next time, I'm Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder.
And Greenlight Reviews hopes that we're going to run into all of you, hopefully leaving inspired after spending an evening at the movies. Don't you know that you're a
grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.